high, Lord, you'll be magnified. Shidoro Prokote, Sera Makala da Bahalados, Ribokosida da Bahate Sehea, Nebro Sopre Kedemohom, the Shabra Kole Bahala da Bahan, Nebro de Sakovre de Bahan, the Senator Mohosha da Bohosha, Ela Brode de Balahan, Sido Gobre de Hesh. Thank you, Lord. I want you to pray this evening. I want you to pray this evening. I pray, Lord God, my heart is open to receive your word. Lord, I receive your word and I'm transformed. My heart is open, no distractions. I receive your word today and I am transformed. I'm moved into another place in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm moved into a higher place today by virtue of the entrance of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. I receive your word today. My spirit is alert. In the name of Jesus. Oh, la baka sobre ne hedes. Come on, pray. Lebra kalamando sebro godosha. My spirit is alert. My heart is open. My heart is open. In the name of Jesus. Makaru perenoctus. Shebra gedosa varana mahandes. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Yes. Redo kro baranahase. Liko bareke de hesonosh. Today. Kalamatu brenete. Come on, I want you to pray for yourself. Wherever you are right now. Pray now. Say, my heart is open to receive the word of truth. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, no distractions. In the name of Jesus. I'm focused on the word. I look to the word. Today, right now. Right now. I receive profit from the word. I receive profit from the word. In the name of Jesus. In the boko re ne mahada salabahaya. Kalabahaso le mahado se. Riko banakado suru. Le marofre ne hoso. The word is planted in my heart. The word I receive today is planted in my heart. It produces fruits. Produce fruit in my life. Come on. The word I receive today produces fruit in my life. Produce fruit in my life. Produce results in my life. In the name of Jesus. Great fruits, great results in my life. Zule number ko sharia. Sere long the sobregalong de geledosa. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We worship you, God. Thank you, God, for your presence with us this evening. We thank you, Lord God, for the entrance of your word gives us light. We are moved to another level. In the name of Jesus, our hearts are alert. Red is receptive to receive your word. Our minds are alert. In the name of Jesus, we refuse distractions now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Welcome somebody to church. It's always good. Welcome somebody to church. I'm happy to see you. I'm excited to see you. I'm excited you're in church with me. I'm excited you're in church with me today. It's good you're here today. Super excited you're here. Glory to God. I want to share with you today something very important. I mean, this, we could say, you know, anytime I come to share, I'll say this is very, very important. This is very, very important. Hallelujah. I want you to endeavor to do this for me. Whenever you're coming to church, no matter the meeting we're having, just call somebody, find out somebody's coming. Maybe those people who you feel are still struggling. You might not know that call might just make a great difference in their lives, and they make that meeting and they're totally lifted and transformed by the word. You never know the meeting. So just call somebody, say, this lady in my zone, I hope she's coming today. Hi, hello, how are you? Are you coming to church now? Are you on your way? Come on, be on your way today. It's going to be a great day. That just encourage the person to come and be blessed. Today, I want to share with you something very powerful to help you begin to receive manifestations. In the areas of your faith where there have been no manifestations, I want to share with you the imperative of joy. Imperative of joy. And how joy will connect you to the manifestations that you want to see in your life. This is very important. A lot of people don't understand this. There are a lot of things we say mystery is hidden.
you know, the Holy Spirit helps us bring these truths to His children. Say, all right, tell them this, teach this, cover this area, talk about this now. And so we just come about talking about them. But normally you could just be living in them and going and not to share. But the Lord was speaking to me about this overcoming and go and overcome, and it has been bubbling in my spirit. And then He began to direct me to show you one principal key for this manifestation of your victory, for the manifestation of the desires of your heart, and that is this imperative of joy. Take your Bibles to Luke chapter number 8. I've told you before that the Word of God must move beyond where you're hearing to doing. That anytime He's speaking to you, it's because He wants to alter something. He wants you to begin to do something. So this is something that God wants you to begin to do. As you begin to do it, then you begin to see manifestations. But a lot of people they are able to muster faith and even release faith. I've told you mustering and releasing faith. But if you miss this part, you can still miss your manifestation. Muster faith, release faith. Because the devil can hinder that manifestation at the point. He can delay, he can push it, he can manipulate the manifestation. You see? And when he does that, you now need something else to counter that manipulation there. Are you here? So you could muster faith, you could be releasing faith and speaking faith, and you're doing that, and then there's this delay, there's something, there's this blockade somewhere. And when you meet that blockade, what we want to do some more is we want to release more words, pray more, you know, do all that stuff more, become that more and all that. It might not just be more, it might be this part I want to show you now. And I believe in my spirit strongly that this is the majority. I'm not only statistic work, but I believe in my spirit strongly that this is the greatest hindrance to the manifestations that you want to see in your life. This thing you don't understand yet. So in Luke chapter number 8, let me show you now. In Luke chapter number 8, verse number 13. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear, they receive the word with what? Joy. And these have no root which for a while believe, and in time of temptations fall away. Now, there's a key in that verse that you might not see, but let's look at it again. Then as I begin to share, you now see what Jesus actually said. And they on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with what? Joy. And these have no roots, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation they fall away. In that temptation, what happens is that joy with which they received the word, is they lost it. And once they lose that joy, then they cannot see. See, that is the devil's manipulation there. So in temptation, they receive the word in joy. When we come to God, we believe God's word, how He speaks a word to us. And in joy, we are excited. You're excited in church. You are excited when you receive the word of God. You are excited when you pray. Then you go, and then you go in that joy. You are excited in that joy. Hey, and then you're jumping. And then you get to the place. You get to the room where they say the stuff will be. And then when you open the door, you do not see the stuff that they just told you about just now. You know, it's just like my son, I say, go to the room. This stuff is there. And then he's excited. He leaves me. It's not so hard for him to leave. He can disturb me for what he wants. Cry night and day. Prayer and fasting for what he wants. Then when you say, go down there, he's excited. He goes. He's jumping there. Go do that. He's jumping. He rushes, runs there. And then he gets there. He immediately doesn't see it because it is covered by something or something is wrong up somewhere. Immediately, his joy changes. There's no more excitement. He dies. And immediately there's no more excitement. What happens is that he no longer even has the eyes to see, to even pursue. And that is where the problem lies. immediately the devil gets your joy, then he can hinder you from seeing the manifestation that God has in store for you. And so they fall away. So many people fall away because of the joy they lose after receiving the word of God. When we receive the word of God, the Bible says in Psalm 119, it says in Psalm 119, verse number 162, he says, I rejoice like him that hath great spoil, I found great spoil. So you receive the word of God with joy. You see, as I received the word, I was like somebody who found great spoil. There was a lot of joy in my heart. Now, that word, now there's not going to be a delay, a time now for the manifestation of that word. What you must do, and this is critical, is to maintain your joy. You have to maintain your joy. The same joy with which you believe the word is the same joy with which you will see the manifestation. The same joy. That joy must not come down. So this is where now the believer is at that point of, you move from the point of the, when you pray, you receive the word of God. Remember, I told you that prayer, and when you pray and you receive the word of God, you've received the manifest, you've received your petition. It has come, the word of God. That's why the psalmist said, remember, I just had him that found great spoil. So once I receive your word concerning the matter, whoo, the matter is settled. I'm excited. Whoo, glory! We shall do all that. Now, we get that joy. The imperative for you now is to maintain that joy level no matter what. Because we have taught you that they that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. So it means now that, because we've said that now, but you, we know when you say that, we have to say the other part now. Because they that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy, what you think now is that, so if David happened, I refused to this thing, and you are still there refusing, whereas you started off with joy, you now move to refusing. No, once you start off with joy, you moved on in joy. If that observing lying vanity, that say, and you dance in front of that lying vanity. You rejoice in the face of that obstacle. That is not far. You see now, take your Bibles to Psalm 126. Let's just break. So this joy, rejoicing, is key to manifestation of your desires. The believer must not allow himself, must not be caught in that mood. Huh? Mood. So you must not be caught there. Psalm 126. You read in verse number 5, what does the Bible say? Verse number 5. You see it now. They that sow in tears shall what? Reap in joy. So reaping is connected to what? Joy. There's connection. So if he has joy, then he will reap. If he doesn't have joy, then he cannot reap. Because they only reap where? In joy. You see the thing now. The reaping is only in joy. So you can sow in tears. But in reaping, you've seen it now. You must switch. You must switch. In reaping is joy. You cannot reap in tears. So now, you now say, which one comes first, Pastor? This is what you are saying now. There's now, I've told you now, there's a connection between reaping and joy. So therefore, if you maintain your joy, you will reap. You reap, you joy. It goes like this and like that. So what you now need to do is maintain your joy. Then you will reap. In verse number 6, it goes on. Come on. Reap it. Bearing precious seed. You see now, he's saying the same thing again. And he said, if time will be bringing sheaves, there will be what? Rejoicing. Now, so if you want to see a manifestation, you must be rejoicing. Are you here at all? You must be rejoicing. So rejoicing is now the key to the manifestation. So once you have prayed and you have sowed and you have done that work, and then you receive the word of God, and you are excited and that joy is in your heart, you go. Now, no matter what happens on the other side, you must understand this principle, the imperative of joy in the work of faith, is that now, that if you must reap, there must be joy. Because the person who reaps like this is excited. The person who is excited reaps. You see what I said now? Are you hearing what I said? The person who is excited, what? He reaps. But the person who is not excited, he cannot reap.
no matter what. You say, but I pray, so I pray God do it. Now, if he's not excited, it means he cannot see the manifestation, even if it's in front of him. He must now say, now, since my father said I should go to the room, and that the toy is there in the room, even I don't see it now, no, this thing must not catch me. I'm going to keep jumping around in the room, scratching this thing and moving up and down, and then he will now see it. So that joy is still there. But once the joy dies, as if the father failed, or as if what he said is not coming to pass, I don't know what's going to happen, then he can no longer see with the eyes of faith to receive the thing that the father has said. Are you here? So you must fight the imperative of joy. You must fight to be excited. You must be doing, woo, glory to God. You must keep going. No matter what you see. So though the observed line vanities, they forsake their mercy. You not say, I refuse to observe my mercy. Stay. And then you're inside of that heart, you are now shaking here and there. And say, I refuse to know. You are now rejoicing. It is that rejoicing that produces the result. Because there's another connection to joy. Are you ready? In thy presence, there is what? Fullness of joy. So the person who is walking in joy is in the presence of God. And in the presence of God, you see, I'm not going to when God is there, then what is now a hindrance? There's no hindrance. There's now a manifestation. So where you see joy, you see now, you are seeing God. Because in thy presence, there's fullness of joy. So anybody who is now rejoicing and walking in joy, guess where he is? He's in the presence of God. There's no manifestation that you will not see. Are you here? This is the imperative of joy in your walk in faith. Your walk of faith. So it's not enough to tell me, Pastor, I have faith. It is not enough. To tell me now, Pastor, see, I've touched faith in depths. This is a depth of faith that, I mean, if you don't understand these depths, you might be walking in faith and still be missing it. Because first you are concerned, you are still doing things and still going there, and there's no joy in your heart to receive. Because reaping and joy are connected. They only reap in joy. Only reaping, only once there's reaping, there's joy. So once you are in joy, then you are in reaping. Once you are not in joy, you can never enter into your reaping season. Your reaping season will never come. You'll be in season of planting, sowing, weeping, all through, but you never enter into reaping. Because reaping and joy are totally connected. Manifestation, joy, totally connected. Isaiah 12. Go to Isaiah 12. I know it's something I've said now, but I want to keep showing you with scriptures. So that you can now be built upon the scriptures. Not my pastor said something, but this is scripture, and this is now something is a line that many people have not seen. They now think that many times, that's why when they see you, they think it's a game. See, our pastor can play this game very well. If you don't know how to play this game, you'll never receive this game. You say your pastor is playing, better go and learn it. That inside the face of obstacle and challenge, glory to God. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. I mean, we're excited and we're still doing what we're going normal. If you alter your work and start doing, okay, if you see, and you're not down and depressed, then finish. You move back to sowing. You push your reaping season again 5 months forward. You keep pushing your reaping season. But immediately, if you change tomorrow to this evening now and begin to rejoice, your reaping, it's as if you change autumn to winter overnight. Whatever it is, whatever one comes first, I don't know which one. But as if you change this one to that one, you can change the season of your life with your joy. So switch to joy, then you switch to reaping. Switch to joy. Then the reaping will come. You can now see with the eyes of faith, and you can stretch your hand in faith and collect, because you switch to joy. And then you are switching and you are rejoicing in faith. Alright, I tell you to turn away. Isaiah 12. Alright. Isaiah 12, I think it's in verse number. Let me get there. Okay. Verse number 2. Behold, God is my salvation. You see it there now. I will trust and not be what? Afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my what? My song. He also is become my what? My salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of what? Salvation. Have you seen it there? You see, you have to take two and three. I know you might know three, but it says it is God now you are drawing out of. The only way it is what? With joy. He has become my what? Salvation. The only way you cannot see the manifestation of what God has spoken to you is with what? Joy. So you can never come to God like this. Never. You see what I'm preaching now? Maybe some of you, the way you are looking at me, I don't say, you think I'm talking like I spoke on Sunday. This is totally different. This is whatever you take it to be today. Now, I'm showing you one angle that I'm not talking about. I'm telling you now that your faith work could be defective in the lack of joy. That is, the lack of joy could be defective, the problem, the defect of your faith. Because the faith now that sees obstacle, what God expects us to do in the face of masquerade is to dance. That's what you are missing now. It's not to now say I have faith and close my eyes. No. He's not, what he expects is dancing in the face of that obstacle. So you are going to be doing, I'm walking on sunshine. Oh, I come back from difficult. My wife will say, what's wrong with this one? I'm walking on sunshine. That is the day I walk on sunshine. In fact, every other day, I could just be cool. If you see me in my house dancing, you think this guy just hit something small. It is that, because now, the expression of faith, you are giving the truest expression of faith. The truest expression of faith is what? Joy. Take it down. I told you. This is the truest expression of your faith. That in the obstacle, you are now, I didn't say you are now speaking word. You are now dancing. It means I am not afraid. The masquerade is in front of you. You are not speaking word and doing stuff. And I say, this obstacle, you will leave my path. You are, instead of speaking, you are dancing, dancing, dancing. If the obstacle is not looking at you dancing in front of it, I'm telling you, it only has one option. It will run away. Nobody dances in front of the obstacle. Nobody will rejoice in front of the obstacle. This is the truest expression of your faith. So behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. You see it now. Behold, God is my salvation. I will what? Trust. And not be what? Afraid. This is his declaration. I want to do it again because you might not understand the power of 2 and 3 because you have to memorize 3 and you miss 2. This is faith now. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be what? Afraid. This is because obstacles will come, challenges to the world will come. I will not be afraid no matter what's happening. Even if everything is going to say, God is my salvation. I will trust. That is faith. Are you seeing faith now? Faith. God is my salvation. This is faith. He's expressing faith here. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength. And my song, you see now, he's also what? A song. If it's your song, and somebody is singing, have you seen somebody singing, I will not dance solo? Are you seeing the truest expression of faith here? He is now what? My song. If I'm with him, in his presence, there's fullness of what? Joy. Because he's my what? Song. Connect scripture. This is not somebody preaching something. Connect scripture because he's my song. He's my song. So in when there's fullness of joy, he also is become my word, my salvation. Therefore, this is what you miss in that scripture. The therefore. Because if you look at that scripture, your memory of that scripture, what you know is with joy you will draw water from salvation. That's what you know. You miss the therefore. So because of all this, and God is my salvation, now it is therefore with joy that I will draw water from the wells of what? Salvation. Why I say wells of salvation is that God is deep. God is deep. No matter the obstacle you face, he said the only thing you need now is joy to draw anything you require out of God. I will not be what? Afraid. He didn't say, since I will not be afraid, I will stand and say I'm not afraid. No. He's my song. He has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy. You see, he switches now. He switches. I will not be afraid. But therefore, with joy, I will now draw from the power of God. So, it's not just a matter of, this is now, hear me now. I'm not going to make it in English and make it clear. It is not just a matter of, I will not be afraid. That is the part we have taught you for many years. It is not just a matter of, I will not be afraid. It's not a matter of, with joy. So, I agree, you are not afraid. But are you dancing in the rain?
That's the difference.
So we've taught you not to be afraid. Good. So the masquerade is here and the whole thing is upside down. I must pick this route. And so he's there now, and I say, I'm not afraid. No, don't cross it. The truest expression of faith is to cross there and then begin to laugh and dance and just rejoice. So Paul says in Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 4, he says, rejoice. Again, I say what? Rejoice. Take your Bible there. I've quoted it wrong already. I wanted to just show myself, but I've quoted it wrong. Take your Bibles there. Philippians chapter 4. Are you there? Now, this is it. This is the correct thing. Because I've quoted it wrongly the same way I've memorized it. But this is the correct thing. He said, rejoice in the Lord, what? Always. And again, I say rejoice. You see, the word, the operative word there that we always miss is the always. So, always, that's the operative word you miss. But rejoice, again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice. No, rejoice in the Lord always. So I hear the word, I rejoice. I'm on the road to the promise, I what? I rejoice. I meet the promise, I what? I rejoice. I meet obstacle on the way, I what? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, what? Always. And then Paul will not say again, in case you missed it, I say what? Rejoice. Joy, the imperative of joy in your walk of faith. So, this is to tell you that no matter where you are, reaping, I've told you, I've connected all the scriptures. Reaping is connected to what? Joy. They must only reap in joy. Only with joy will they draw water from the wells of salvation. Only with joy. So they only reap with joy. Only with joy they can draw water. Only joy. Then they should rejoice always. So, when I get the word, I rejoice. When I meet the master, I rejoice. Always. So my joy is always. Not now that as though there are sometimes. You see, there are ups and downs in life. This is a fact. It's true. So in case those of you that don't know too much grammar, this is true in life. But God expects us to be constant. Because someone else said, there are no downs. There are downs. You meet them. But God says, you don't go up and down. You stay up. And the only way is you stay there with joy. So you are constant. So when you see the word, you are just, when you are going through the day, when you are going through tough time, and you are going through a dry season, a dry spell in your life, and things are just dry, what you should do? This one, maybe I'll come next week and just cover more subjects on this. This one, I'm going to show you if you want to say. But the idea is that when you now start going back, you are now in a place of doubt. Well, if you go back, good for you. Like I've told you, you would have pushed your resistance. So you can go back. I said you go and get the word. But imagine now, that's why I say it's a problem, it's a big problem. Imagine now, I go back, I see the word, I reach there, it's a problem, I say, something defective here. Look, why am I not getting anything now? I go back again, I say, yeah, kill Abaya, I get there, something defective there. I say, what's going on here? Then I go back again. So you can go back all you like, you see now, okay. So go back, that's why I say, it's not wrong, go back. You might want to go and see again, you might want to go and hear again, you might want to go and join it. But you can't keep going back. You will never now cross into your harvest. Because when you go back, guess what? He will fill you with joy, with again. With joy. Is that not what happens to you? If you know that I'm talking about you. When you go back, he fills you with joy. You go back again, you meet the obstacle, it drains all your joy. You now say, hey, let me go back. You go back again, he fills you with joy. In his presence is fullness of joy. That's the thing he fills you with again. By silent again, then you go back again. So what you must now do, which is the key I now teach you, is to maintain the joy in the face of the obstacle. You don't need to go back. Stop going back. Stop doubting. You doubt, so you go back. Anytime you doubt, you go back. Then he says, alright, no problem. You think God is angry? God is not angry. You are only delaying manifestation. The season of reaping is now moving forward. Just rejoice. So if you cannot do this, guess what? You see what I say? It's important. You just break. You break through. The other side. So your breakthrough is in that smile on your face and that joy where you say, "Hallelujah, glory to God. I hear you. I adore you, and you go your way." And it's nothing. And then nothing. You're not feeling, because we've told you Philippians also where it says, "Nothing be terrified by your adversity." You know that's in Philippians chapter number one, number two. It says, "In nothing be terrified by your adversity." So that is one part of it. It's the same Philippians. Paul talked about joy. The same Philippians. So the guy said, "In nothing be terrified by your adversity." You know this verse now. I've told you before. Where are we now? Right, Philippians, have we? Okay, just go. Philippians chapter number 1, sorry. In verse number 28. "And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that word of God. And in what? Nothing be terrified by your adversaries." Right? So now, we've told you that, but the issue now is that it is this same Philippians that Paul used the word joy, rejoicing, more than any other book. But so he tells us the key, that in that not be terrified by your adversity, it doesn't mean now that when you see them, just I'm not moved by you. No, when you now see them, you now say, "I'm not moved by you." The demonstration, the expression of "I'm not moved by you" is to now what? Rejoice in their face. I'm telling you the part that is missing. When I'm using this note, it's hidden truths that says I am. Because I think I've left deposited here and left them myself for future generations. This is the future generation now. You see it now. So you now rejoice. That's the key. It opens the door. So instead of going back and forth and go back again and receive, you will feel you go back, you come back. Just activate the joy, maintain it, and drive through with that joy. Then you move the season. Immediately you enter into reaping season, because they must reap only in joy, and it's only with joy that they will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at 1 Peter chapter number 1, and then you've gotten the word already. So now it's not just getting the word now. You have to ensure that you start to live and do the word. Now, this speaks also of that face you carry every time that everybody will just know. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about when you close your door. I'm talking about the fact that people are wondering that there's a spring on your steps, and even the enemy that did the thing is wondering that the thing he did not work. I'm not talking about the fact that you are cool and calm. In fact, if you see me excited and walking on sunshine, just know that the enemy, I want to now show the enemy something that he does, because normally I'm calm. I'm just going. I can go, I can go to work and come back hammer. I can go out and see. Some people say, "Oh, glory to God, come." And when they come and tell me, "No, when you come and tell me something," they say, "Pastor, this is not for you." I say, "Oh, glory, glory, glory." Most of the time, I'm just like that. Because me, already, I've been expecting it. So, you are telling me for you is news. For me, is information that I already had in my spirit before. So, I'm excited. So, those things normally, most of the time, I'm normal. But once I am inside that place, I know that it's only joy that I need now. So I will refuse to stay in a place where I'm just down somehow. So that if you now say, I'm talking about a physical something here. I'm not talking about, you say, I'm spiritually in joy. That is where you want to touch now. Yes. Because my spirit is joy. No. I'm talking about you are now going to be jumping and the person say, the thing we do now. It's not just not terrified, but it's what is rejoicing. They begin to doubt. To them, it's a token of perdition. They are not doubting. And then you are going in that joy. Then with that joy, you will now draw water. If that joy leave your hand, you can't draw water. You see that there now. So this is a manifestation of joy. I'm not talking about something here, because you just have PhD. So that we can draw pity party. It's only demons and evil spirits that come to pity party. Did they come? I keep talking about office of my job in office, because we are coming, you're talking about that, because basically you're looking for this money. How do work? I hit one jackpot, they pay me one story, the other. Your joy is always progressive based on when you have stuff to do what you want to do. But you must maintain that joy. So if you've not hit that thing, say, "Pastor, I'm not saying, okay, maybe you're small money, maybe it's marriage or it's contract or whatever the thing is, whatever it is that you're expecting it, you cannot now carry one boot and say that's there, and then everybody now knows there's something that
there's something. Oh, oh.
You get that now? All right. So, first Peter. So this is what you do after you hear the word of God. This is what you do after you see the word of God. First Peter chapter number 1. Verse number 8. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with what? Joy unspeakable and what? Full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Full stop. No, you see, they're connected. That's when he stops it. He says, now, you've not seen him, you love him. In whom though now, come on, say now. Yet see him what? Not. So, you are not seeing him, but yet what? Believing. This is now the key here. You what? Ye rejoice with joy, unspeakable, full of glory. It didn't end there. That is when you now receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. You will now receive what? The end of your faith. Now, you know, this scripture does not just apply with this time, this age, but it's talking about that joy that we go through where we will not see him yet, but we'll see him, then we'll see the salvation of our soul. But you see, the key there is that is this still makes it clear for us. It still says now that you are not seeing him. It means that the thing you want is not yet there. But yet you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. So joy is now the end. It's now how you receive the end of your faith. So without that joy, you can't see the end of your faith. You will just be in faith forever. The season of reaping will always be going forward. Because again, you go back in faith and come again to the road in faith. You go back in faith. You are doing faith. But you will never receive the end of your faith. The salvation of your soul. So this is the thing you do. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That kind of joy that you are dancing and you are rejoicing. You are beating expectation. You are beating what? Expectations. What are the expectations of you in this season? In this kind of season? Is to be down. So you want to beat expectations. But you are thinking that to beat expectations, you must actually have beaten expectation. This is one critical, simple way you can beat expectations. Beat expectations. Rejoice. While they're expecting you to be down and out and okay, beat their expectations. Be rejoicing. Let him who has ears, let him hear. I preach my masterpiece. This is the masterpiece of faith. Once you get this principle, seasons will change. You'll be able to go and you'll be able to begin to see manifestations and you'll be able to reap. So change your garment and then begin to rejoice. Though you do not see him, rejoice with joy unspeakable. Receiving the manifestations of your faith. Let him become your song. He has become what? My song. Funny, my children, their name is song. A song of praise to God. And God is my song. That's very wrong. So I'm dancing. Not because of the music you are singing. Not because of the things on the outside. I'm dancing because God has become my song. If you can walk in that faith and move God and move into the presence of God and receive joy and let him become your song and now use that him, your song, to draw water from the wells of salvation that he is now to you, you will now begin to see manifestations. This is the imperative of faith. You need faith in your work. You need this joy in your work of faith. No matter how strong your faith is, if you do not apply this joy thing now, no matter, I'm telling you, you will miss it. You keep missing that. You keep wondering what's going on in your life. Keep missing it. Keep wondering what's going on. So when you meet the obstacle, what do you do? It should not drain your joy. It must not draw it from you. Challenges must not drain your joy. You must maintain your joy in the midst of your challenges. And if possible as it is, increase your joy. That's why you should be rejoicing. Not wearing everything there. Then you touch you there, you joy drains. And then you are hoping to receive. No, there's no reaping. There's no reaping in tears. There's only reaping in joy. No reaping. You can sow in tears. That's no problem. It's okay. But when there's reaping, and you it's reaping you want now, you have to switch to joy. Change it in. Just like you're in the car, and then everywhere is cold. You switch the thermostat from heat to cold. And when everywhere is cold, you switch the thermostat to heat. It's possible. So if you want to enter reaping, you have to switch the thermostat to joy. If you are in weeping mode, no problem. It means you are in sowing mode. Just continue sowing. Just continue. But if you want to enter reaping mode, you have to switch the thermostat to joy. And maintain the joy. Keep it in the joy mode. In that mode, you will now see manifestations. Would you bow down your heads? Would you tell the Lord Jesus, I've learned so much today. I'll put it to work in my life. And there'll be, and so I can reap the manifestations in my life. Come on. Are there people going to pray today? Receive the word. Shalom brohose. Likre neigos. Nivranakos. I rejoice with joy unspeakable. No matter what's going on. In the face of that challenge, I'm rejoicing. I'm laughing. Oh, la brose kele mahande. You can find your own song. You can find your own song. And let God be your song. It's not the song that we're singing on the outside. But God is my song. They say, why is he dancing? Is he crazy? He said, no, I'm not crazy. God is my song. Rito bakando se riga la babasha. Ela bonda ni agabasha. Romanange selehelos. Selehelos abababaya. Let God become your song. Let God become your song. You're like a funny guy. Dance in the rain. Dance under the sun. And you are dancing. You are dancing in the storm. You are singing and dancing in the storm. Because God is your song. Kalabakaloto brekele bahana som brekele dosa. God is your song. Kalaboko sele bahane sehe. Rico berotondes. You are dancing to the beat of a different drummer. Come on. I said you can dance to the beat of another drummer. Not your circumstance. Let your circumstance drum all at once. Let your circumstance drum the drum of sorrow. Song of drums of defeat. But you are dancing the dance of joy because God is your song. Reka patogredosa, reka babahanda la bababayato. Hey, la boko le bahala dosa. Kare boko se le bahande. You know, don't say his steps does not match the drum. The song we are playing. I don't dance to your music. I dance to God. Come on, I don't dance to that music. I don't dance to the music of obstacles. I dance to the music of God. Reka bato reke bonde shaba baba baya ha. Oh, rate konde lektara baba baba shenda na golose. Rekondes shaba baba ndasa reke de baha. I'm dancing to the beat of a different drummer. God is my song. I rejoice and I reap. I rejoice and I reap. Kalabote rebaha. Come on. You can only reap in joy. You can only reap in rejoicing. Ruke lebata. Come on, get up excited. Come on, stand up, pray to say kalalabaha. God is my song. Rio ke lebaha la mahande. Sorry, golobohose. Regele bonde se babaha. Nekronda la baha. God is my song. Inomento rio penda sarabaha. Leke rico lebaha. Reko lebanta. Reko lebahana sando. Refuse to be moved. Come on. It's time to dance. Dance and reap. You rejoice and you reap.
You rejoice and you reap. You reap and you rejoice. Refuse to be down. Refuse to be depressed. Refuse to observe lying vanities. Move into singing. Move into dancing. Come on. Adombra londe seria dato son de re rabaya doce. Kala bababaya. I rejoice. El aroja. Hey, ha, 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 ha. Hey, ha, 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 ha. Would you rejoice? You want to see some reaping now? Come on, you want to see some reaping now? Rejoice! Come on, Rado Frenoto, Romba, 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 Seka. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice! Kilo Nebo Ferenos, get an also. Rejoice! Give me glory to God. Give me glory to God. Rue Nemo Mama Sacha Nemo. It's coming now because you are rejoicing. Come on, rejoice, rejoice. Kalabaha, can we move to rejoicing? Can you begin to smile and say, God is my song? Dance because God is your song. Mino prendo korebaha. They told you no and you begin to dance. They said no and you begin to rejoice. Come on. Not replied you. They have not replied you, but you are rejoicing. Come on, they have not replied, but you are rejoicing. Come on, you are waiting for the approval, but you are rejoicing. Come on, you are rejoicing. Kalabore kodosele bahala bahanis. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor. Pastor, this one you are teaching is the contrary now. What about you? I'm waiting for the approval. They've not answered me. And you said you rejoice. What about if I rejoice? They did not say the response is not negative. You just keep on rejoicing. It now means that this one is not it. The better one is coming. You just say, oh, thank you, man. Oh, thank you so much, man. I didn't say you have approved it. We are saying no. Say no, that's why I hate you. Thank you so much, my God bless you. And I said, stop, we will approve it. Because we will not see somebody who realizes. He said, no, it's not, I can't dance to your tune. I dance to a different drummer. You see, he has given me his word, so I rejoice at all times. Rejoice in the Lord always. Come on, rejoice in the Lord always. It's not about the outcome. Your joy will draw the outcome. He said, withdraw, you will draw water from the wells of what? Salvation. If you are drawing water, it means you are thirsty. So it means it's your joy that will result about that. I do not say I've been filled, so therefore I draw water. Have you seen somebody who is filled drawing water? There's no point. It means actually the outcome is funny. I will not be afraid. You remember the psalm we read just now? I will not be afraid. I will trust. With joy, I will draw water. When the outcome is funny, that is when you switch to joy and draw water. You will be surprised. You will not be bored. You will be refreshed. You will be filled. Father, we give you praise. We give you joy. We rejoice in you, Lord. Kalobo Serama. We give you praise, Lord. Come on, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify you. We exalt you, Lord. Be exalted, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.